Looking at an object from extremely far away is the same thing as looking into the past, said my lover, who was an astrophysicist. He took my face in his hands, he tipped my head back, and I thought he might kiss me, but no. He was saying, "See that star, honey? Blue one in the south." And though I squinted up at the blurry heavens, all I could see clearly was his beautiful mouth. La 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 la, la la la, la 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 la, la 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 la. My lover brought a vintage 1970 Merlot, same year, he said, from which the light of Arcturus fell. Thought we'd sit beneath the stars and raise a toast, but the night was cloudy and the mood went to hell. So we lay on my floor in the dark, watched the light from passing cars cross the ceiling like shooting stars. He turned his telescope around the wrong way, pretending I was a long ways away. La 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 la, la la la, la 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 la, la 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 la. My lover caught a flight to Vancouver and he sent me a postcard with a picture of a schooner. It said, "I see these tall ships sail across the bay. I can almost believe that I'm back in the day." Well, history is passing at the speed of light, past the planets and the galaxies. It all goes so fast. And looking at my lover,